Hey everyone, this is Jeremiah25 with a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast, replying to some of the excellent comments on why religion is dying, if it is. First, just let me say that when I prepared for this podcast, there were only about two replies, so if I miss any major issues or if I repeat something, kindly forgive me. I'm seeing a lot of similar stories here, and if you'll let me, I'd like to add one of my own, because I think it's somewhat indicative of the reasons why religion is dying. I was raised in an extremely strict and very traditional Irish Catholic household, and throughout my childhood, the only thing I ever wanted to be was a priest. I believed in God with a fervour that impressed my local priest and delighted my parents. During this time, I thought that just about everything was a sin. Rock music, sex before marriage, homosexuality, birth control, you name it. But just like Benevolent Heretic and Skeptic Overlord, sometime during my teen years, I began to seriously question what I'd been told about the nature of God and religion. As I began to study more of the physical sciences in earnest, and began to mix with people who had a variety of different religious beliefs, the concept of God as a literal man with a long white beard, who lived in the sky and watched everything I did with a disapproving glare, slowly began to lose its importance for me. This transition period was very difficult for me, since my religion and my faith in God were extremely important aspects of my life. As Mr. Whoppy said, I think I needed those trappings of religion to feel some sense of connection with God. When I began to see the flaws that were inherent in those trappings, I had serious doubts about my ability to maintain any sense of faith at all. Like you, Skeptic Overlord, I thought that this problem was with me, and for the longest time I seriously believed that I was going to go to hell because of it. When I went to university, I studied anthropology and archaeology, and I remember sitting in a lecture listening to my professor talk about the Epic of Gilgamesh and the story of Utnapishtim. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, Utnapishtim was essentially the Babylonian equivalent of Noah, only the story of Utnapishtim preceded the biblical version by hundreds of years. For me, this really clarified the problems I was having with my religious beliefs. They simply could not stand up to their own contradictions. I could no longer, for example, believe in the literal truth of Genesis, and I couldn't reconcile myself to the vengeful God of the Old Testament. I still believed in God, but for the first time in my life, I didn't really know who or what God was. It was just like you said, Mizar, I'd been taught religion, but I hadn't really experienced it up to that point, and I didn't really know what to do when those teachings fell apart. Like I said, my story is hardly unique. With advances in science and medicine, and with more and more people being increasingly exposed to alternate religious perspectives, I think that the concept of God, as we've traditionally understood it in the West, seems less meaningful and applicable to our everyday lives. As Mizar put it, if you don't keep up with the times, you will fall. Well, my passion for religion was certainly unable to keep up, and it fell. My thoughts were basically that if God is not the distinct human-like being I had been raised to believe he was, then what use was going to church? If God was truly omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, why did I have to go to a specific building on a specific day of the week to worship him in a specific way? Although I understood the ceremonies and the meanings behind them, they no longer held any meaning for me. I can still appreciate the desire of like-minded individuals to congregate together to worship, but for me personally, I no longer saw the need. And I think that this opinion is increasingly taking hold throughout the Western cultures. As the trappings and even the beliefs of our religions are demonstrated to be false or rendered inapplicable in our lives, the power of organized religion is naturally going to wane. I think that an excellent outside perspective on this matter that you guys might want to check out lies in the writings of Bishop John Shelby Spong. Bishop Spong is the retired Bishop of Newark, New Jersey, and he wrote an extremely controversial book entitled Why Christianity Must Change or Die. In this book, he examines the reasons for people's growing dissatisfaction with organized religion in the face of scientific revelations and a growing sense of the immorality of the traditional view of God. In it, Bishop Spong suggests that believers in modern times need to reevaluate their views on who and what God is, and that organized religions must adapt to these views or face a slow death as people increasingly perceive them as being irrelevant or obsolete. As for me, I'm still searching for God. I still have faith that God exists, but I think that I, along with millions of others just like me, are beginning to wake up from the stories of our childhood and search for God with a new sense of individualism. This is a really extremely interesting topic, and I'm going to continue to follow it enthusiastically. I hope my perspective hasn't bored anyone, and I hope it's helped add to the discussion, and I look forward to hearing what other people have to say on this matter. This has been Jeremiah 25. Talk to you soon.